Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. The curtain pulled back. Now, there is a very real sense in which I could say this. I wish I was not giving this discourse. But there it is. This is the next passage before me, and I can't avoid it. I can, of course, speak on it in a historical sense and just deal with what was going on in these two verses, going on 2,000 years ago. But surely, surely the Word of God is meant to be applied to us today. I must apply it to myself, and I must apply it to the circumstances the churches are in today. It must be relevant for us. It is the Word of God. But it is a nasty thought that comes. I don't know what quite the right word is. It is a nasty thought that comes out of these verses. But it's the truth. Let me bring it to you. Now, the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away. The high point in the Jewish calendar, surely. The Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Only 2 days away. And what were the chief priests and the teachers of the law, the scribes, what were they doing? Well, they were getting ready for the great feast day, weren't they? They were preparing for all that meant for Israel. Oh, yeah, no. They were looking for some sly way, some underhand way to arrest Jesus and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or the people may riot. Mark 14, 1 to 2. Now, I call this the curtain pulled back, because this is an opportunity which we don't often get. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors, in cabinet rooms, in the banking houses, in the boardrooms, in the elders' meeting, in the deacons' meeting, in the private meetings. But here, the curtain is pulled back. We have the lid taken off, and we can see what's going on, and we can hear it. Of course, the truth is God always has the curtain pulled back, and he can see and hear what's going down on the agenda and on the sheets and being said in words and all the rest of it, but he can read men's hearts and minds. He knows my heart and mind now as I'm speaking, and he knows your heart and mind as you're hearing. It's a frightening thought. We can only hear the public words, the public statements, but we know in politics, when the records are made clear, we know that we're told often a pack of lies. We're given a front, but we're not told the truth. But we find out too late. But here we are having exposed for us what's going on and what is going on here. Now, God is not mocked. You can't fool God. God sees and hears and knows everything. Now, who are involved here? These people are hating Christ. Now, who are they? Are they the priests of the pagan gods of Greece and Rome? No. Are they the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Egyptians? No. Who are the great enemies of Christ here? The chief priests and the scribes, the teachers of the law. And is it the Passover and the Unleavened Bread Feast? They are expecting the Messiah, and there he is among them. Here is the crunch time, and what are they doing? Planning his destruction. He came to his own, and his own received him not. John chapter 1, verse 11. These people were scheming, planning, not upon the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people. Remember Caiaphas? Yes, one man has got to die, put him out of the way, and so on. These scholarly Jews, these religious Jews, these leader Jews, these political Jews, they're all the ringleaders of this destruction of Christ. Now, my friend, it's only a brief discourse. There's much more that could be said. Well, I could leave it there, can't I? It's very nice. We're looking back and we're seeing it, how terrible it is and all that kind of thing. It's very comfortable for us. But no, my friend, is this going on today? Is it going on in the political world? Is it going on in the banking world? Is it going on in the business houses? Is it going on here, there, and everywhere? Is it going on in the churches. What is going on, my friend? I'm only asking. I say this, though, to us all, believer and unbeliever, these things are made clear in verses 1 and 2 of Mark 14. Right. But God sees them written on the wall all the time. Nothing is hidden from him. Be sure our sins will find us out. They can plan this sly way of destroying Christ. But God reads their hearts. And here it's written down. And in the day of judgment, that's how it's going to be for us all, my friend. Every word spoken in secret, in private, will be blazed abroad, sounded from the housetops. We must be ready for that day. Well, you'll find the same in Ezekiel 8. God said to him, you have a look and see what's going on, Ezekiel. And he did. Here it is with Christ. It will be with us today in some way or another, my friend, I'm sure. Oh God, search me, try my heart, know me. You know what I'm like in private. See me, oh God. Forgive me, wash me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Is that your prayer, my friend? I'm an unbeliever. God sees you. Don't run away from him. Adam and Eve tried behind trees and skins. You can't do it, fig leaves rather, but you can't do it. It needs the redemption of Christ. It needs the redemption of Christ, the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus. Come out into the open, my friend. Thou, God, seest me.